We should be some tough mem gilsa base.
I agree the whole way. Okay.
You know why I'm gonna be the guzzle with this kid?
Sibai.
Because right next week he's gonna start with the team.
It's a shame. Yisrael shall be yodin chametz or shall Yisrael ached bepikadim. If you have the chametz of another Jew,
I learned this today.
That he left as a pikadim by you. Yakveno at shor chamishus. Hold it till shor chamishus. Lo babay lov. The Balaam don't come to claim it. Yom kirinu le'en yudi sell it to a goy. By shor chamishus when it's still mutabam. No. Yom le'en mechora. If you didn't sell it. Chayiv levaro, he was manisuro. You have to be mevar it. I feel a meno chayiv b'chiyuso. Even if you're not mekabel chreis. So let's see. Now, again, lefi the gra, that's already poshut because you're oiver in such a case. Forget about koyso arim. According to the gra, you're oiver. Even if not mekabel chreis, because it's not called a cherim. A Jew's not called a cherim. But the chor, that's not what the mechaber means. That, I don't think the mechaber necessarily paskins like that. So mechaber might mean more like you're saying, Yumi, that out his friends thing. We'll see.
What's it did because
we'll
more
see.
Than Shmira, no? It's more than Shmira.
No, yeah, but he says at the end, I feel the ain chai b'chav yisoy. So we'll have to see. Yeah, if you took a chai, that's for sure. That we had already. But the shayl is here. It wasn't mekab b'chai. Zok the hilukim mishter brire. Yekvenu atchor chamish dvay zolayim bevitchil also. Yevolayim kenem b'koydim. Wait till the beginning of the hour and don't sell it before that. Shem yavo b'alav b'kchenu. Maybe he's going to come get it. Sell it to the goy. What right do you have to sell his thing to a goy? The teretz is other rabba. I mean, meishav aveda for him. Because if I let it sit here, it's going to become usher and worthless. I sell it to the goy. I'm actually saving him the value. He was afraid during shach chamishis he won't find a buyer. He can even sell it before. Oy kolos magen raw mishar chayim. In a place where you could sell it to the goy, and the goy will sell it back to you after Pesach, like we do. We sell our chametz to the goy, and then we buy it back from after Pesach. That's the minhag nowadays. So also the machan mechira chaluta.
You can't sell it.
Because you're making him. You had to sell this thing is because you're actually helping him.
But also you're selling it at a low rate.
No, no.
He's selling a Shor HaMishus also.
Okay, whatever, but that's...
So he's going to have major apps now.
No, that's not the svara.
Why not? If I'd be selling it for 100%
one second,
value.
Let me explain. Because in another minute, it's worth zero. So whatever you sell it for, you're helping him. Whatever you sell it for, you're helping him.
What it's saying is
that if the minhag is to sell it and then the goy sells it back, then for you to find the goy and sell it outright, you're not helping him. Then you're not helping him because... Everyone else is going to sell it to goy, and the goy is going to sell it back to them, and they'll have what they had. Now if you sell it in Gantz, and then you made him lose. Right? Yeah? Okay. Chai Levaro, yeah? Yachzio lo ya'akam achar Pesach. That's weird, yeah. Okay, fine. Chav Levaroi. Das Magen Avram, the Mayav Yavshalon Amachroi. Oh, wow. You are Tzadik Yisoyed Arilim. You might be as big of a Godel Adar as Dr. Factor.
Fact is a Godel
Adar today. Well,
I don't know him. I think you did.
We saw up his...
It's hotter today, Zevi. It's hotter today. Did you drive faster today? It's hotter. Shkoich. Okay. That's when the bomb dem hayv Avshalom the machray. If he was able to sell it, and it's not sell, but he was just lazy. He didn't do it. Miloy machray. Archers levaro until he kept it to the point that he had to burn it. Chayv l'shalom mechakach the meipi kodem the mafkad abshu shemichinim. He's chayv to pay the guy. Why? The pshio. It's a pshio. Davali l'machra. Kayim z'mani surai. He was pesheya. He should have sold it. He waited till his man beer. So now he's going to have to pay. Even if it's a shemachinim, it's called a pshio.
He's got to run around.
Yeah. That's part of its chiyuv shmira. Yeah.
What's
this thing's going to lose its value.
You
have to find a buyer. You have to find a buyer.
6 o'clock in the morning, he said no. Went to Rebbe 7 o'clock in the morning, he said no. Then at 11 o'clock, he said fine. You get 10 o'clock. You don't.
We didn't get up to that Gemara.
No, of course we did. We're past it. I'm going to do that. It's your gimel. Your dalad.
Oops, that wasn't on tape, was it? Your dalad.
Yes, it's before this Mishnah.
Ah, at the very end, right before we can just go to Kanan. Ah. You mean he told him to wait till the last? Yeah, that's when it was spilling out, also, right?
Right. Shikol tircha going on over there.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Mechug Yankiv. Mechalik Mizan. Mechug Yankiv argues. Bein Moshe Mechin and Moshe Mesochi. He says, not true.
What's the argument?
Have to pay. You're asking, but why is he arguing?
He says.
The Chok Yan keeps arguing, though. So you have to say, he argues. Mechalik b'zeh. Bein Moshe Mechinim, Oishem Masachar. But Roy v'Chorim Maskiv, most of the Chorim, they split it. They don't split it. The Bein Moshe Mechinim, Bein Moshe Masachar Potter, they agreed to the Potter. Why? Why is it Potter? The Zeloi Nichlis B'chal Shmira. Kind of like what Shalakim Abadal Elishmar is a chetis. Shabashur is by the Mishachuzan Allah Bishlamis. He was a Kabbal to watch it and return it. Abalakim Abadal Makha, he was never Makabel to find that he has to Mechuyev to go find the buyer for it. Shrihadir Abba, Mechir is Umatsil Mishus Bible. The Mechir takes it out of the Bible Mishus. And that was not one of the things he was Makabel himself when he took on the Shmiru. Then it's over the Makha and the Tam Mitzvah Shav is a Veda. Meaning like this. Everyone's going to agree he's mechuyev to go and sell it. But why? Is it his chiyuv shmira that's mechayev to go and sell it? Or is it the mitzvah Shabbos Aveda that's mechayev to go and sell it? Because this guy thinks going to become avud, and you have to stop that from happening. So the Chacham is saying, Avada, you're mechuyev to sell it, but not because of your chiyuv shmira. It's only because of mitzvah Shabbos Aveda. So if it would be because of chiyuv shmira, so what happens if you don't fulfill your chiyuv shmira? You got to pay. That's the din of a shomer. But what happens to a guy that doesn't fulfill his mitzvah Shabbos Aveda? We don't find such a thing that he's chayv to pay. There's a mitzvah Shabbos Aveda. If this thing's about to be lost, I have to save it. And if I don't do it, it could be I was mabato mitzvah. There's no chiyuv to pay though. So that's what they're saying. Very good shmak. Miu, however, if it's a mashkin by him, and he didn't sell it, and he ended up having to burn it, but it's mistaba that he should not be able to get his loan back. Wow. Right, he took a mashkin from the other Jew, and then he let the mashkin burn, he let it stick around until Chiv Sreifa. Now he comes to the Jew later on. He says, "Now pay me back the money you owe me." He says, "What do you mean? I gave you mashkin. You let it die. I'm not chuyv to pay you." That's what he says. Very interesting. The das kol me mashkin hu bevadai she goes manchul yachzol lo imbal be mashkonol yuchel letvoy me menu choyvay. The day the loyve gave him the mashkin, it was understood. If he doesn't give it back, he doesn't have to pay him. Alim ken yemalva honest for being a mashkin, unless the malva is an honest. But over here, he's not an honest because he let it stick around till the chiv sreifa. If it got stolen, other einsin over here list him. I don't think list him means let's say a gazel, not a ganav, and other einsin like that. Of a kamut over here, shaya efsher la malva la macha gaidim bezul la macha. Here he could have sold it. The malva who's holding on to the mashkin could have sold it. How he had slusu gomer hefser a mashkin shen esem banav the einsin einis. His reason has caused it to be destroyed, and if it's not honest, and therefore the lover does not have to pay him back. Upashit the machu b'erev Pesach. Ah, Yirmin, that's what you were talking about before. If he sold it at Pesach, obviously he sold it for less, because that's if you are pressed to sell, then your price goes down, right?
You have no problem like that.
Mitzvah Hashem, that should happen. Yeah, no offense to anybody that's trying to sell apartments, but Mitzvah Hashem, that should happen sometime in this neighborhood. But anyway. Anyway, if a mashkenu, anyway, ain't enough klum behefsedu al loive. That's for sure. The Mabba's not held responsible for that because what do you want him to do? That's the value at that time. So Mamela, that the loive cannot, that the loive misses out, not the Mabba. You understand what I mean? If the loive borrowed $200 from the Mabba and he gave him a mashkenu for $200, but because it was their paycheck, the Mabba was only able to sell it for $150. The loiva still owes the malva the other 50. That's not something the malva is responsible for. Because I sold it for less. I had no choice but to sell it for less. You didn't show up. I'm not going to sell it a week before. As that's because, right, because, it, oh, right, right. Because I have to wait for you. Like you said, the Gemara over there, because I have no right to sell it a week before, I have to wait till I really see you're not coming. And at that point, I'm going to have to sell it for less. So it's not the malva's problem that, you know, it was sold for less. Me, however, in Mabashkinu Be'ein, Kagoyin Shalabira Malbal Achaz Mana Beer, the Hishroy Sala Adlacha Pesach, the Malba kept it around. Now, what would happen if the Malba kept it around? Here's an interesting thing now. The Malba basically destroyed it. He didn't burn it. He kept it around. He kept it around. So if the Malba, very interesting, if the Malba kept it and burnt it, the Levi wouldn't have to pay him anything because it's his fault the Mashkin got lost. What if he kept it around and didn't burn it? And he turned it into. So you would think maybe to say the same thing.
Yeah.
The Malva's problem. And now the liver doesn't have to pay him.
He says,
still there. He says, because it's still there, and therefore the liver would still have to pay him. Wow.
Huh?
Yeah, so the liver's going to get messed
the
over.
The borrower's messed over.
The borrower, the liver, yeah. It's like a ganav. We learned
like back.
We learned back ganav the same thing. The Gemara Bava Kama, we would learn together maybe. That was a different kabura. Gemara Bava Kama says if a ganav stole chametz and gave it back, he could say reshachal lefanecha after Pesach. Because the chayfetz is still here. It's whether hezek she'ene nikush shme hezek or not. Avi shene shavu kach shav klumin. It's worth nothing now. The chisarn she'ene nikaru v'lo hifsin chayvoy. Wow. Okay, he burns up his money. Sura b'shar shishas. Rabba gab de epshe shvar chometz mechor la'akim b'makom shu be'echem idarche ikin yonim. Ah, how do you know the loiva or the mafkid didn't already sell this chometz to a goy? The way we sell chometz to a goy, we don't actually put the chometz in the goy's hand, right? That's what we do nowadays, which might be one of the reasons why some place can weren't so into it, but. We don't do a kinyan mishicha. We do all the kinyan. So maybe the mafkid already did it. So now you're going to go and sell it to a goy also. How could you do that? Well, how could you burn it if it belongs to the goy? He says, "Mikom makom kiyem v'chiyash kan v'adin chomet v'sopik mochel b'ayil v'akom v'sopik loy mochel ein sopik moitz v'dei v'adai v'chayv l'varoi."
Still creates some frustration if they.
If you find out later, yeah, okay, then you'll have a problem. Yeah, meaning.
But either way, you're fine.
You're allowed to burn.
The day it was sold. And the day it was sold.
Yeah.
Really,
yeah, but what happens later?
Well, they'll work it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You better get. Because if you undo the sale, it doesn't make a difference because we sold it. So the guy won't get his homemates for the money that he bought it for. You give him back the money. Back his money.
You have to give him back the money.
Right, but at least you're not. You had sold.
Right.
Right.
Right. So, even if you weren't makabah shmir at all, the atagav do any over love, not like the gru. You hear that? The atagav do any over love. Come back and talk to the baruch kaddish lo yaver alav a mafkid. The koyser a raven zebaze. But Yimmy said, oh, the das agro, tiyesha love kimin a toy lebar after chametz in a shaloi. That was the Rashi that we've been medayikin, the pay on the bays, Pnei Shua made the diak also. The girl brought a halacha to explain a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, not a different halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Kimmich a chomet beisu v'sho yisov, v'chindas et slacho beis meir ayin shom. Here you go, this is the machlokes.